else.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
Oh, I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
Two things you can depend on in life, rest assured, you guessed it, death and taxes. But how much do we really pay? FICA, Medicare, federal taxes, state taxes, local property taxes, those you know about. But what about the state sales tax, as high as 8.75% in some parts of California? Compare that to Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon, where there is no sales tax at all. Take a look at what we pay for gas. A combination of state environmental regulations and the state gas tax means we pay more than nearly every other state. Here in California, we pay just over 26 cents per gallon of gas in taxes. Alaska only pays 8 cents, Georgia 7.5%, and Wyoming only pays 15 cents per gallon of gas in state taxes. If you're a smoker, forget about it. 87 cents per pack goes to the state, 10 cents of which goes straight into the state's general fund. 2% goes to a breast cancer fund. The rest goes to medical care, health education, and fire prevention programs. Now, if you enjoy a cocktail every now and then, you're taking another hit. According to the State Board of Equalization, the alcoholic beverage tax goes directly into the state's general fund. And did you know about California's tire fee? Oh, yes. When you buy new tires, you pay $1.75 per tire. That money goes to a tire recycling program and to research. You also pay 65 cents to call 911 in California. All told, Californians give nearly half of their paycheck to the government each year.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake. Or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and fancy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
From Consumer Reports, the Furminator. I'm Ernie Sprantz. The Furminator is designed to remove pet hair and reduce shedding. So are the Shed Ender and a number of wire pet brushes. But the Furminator, sold at PetSmart and online, costs more. We paid about $34 for a medium-sized model, compared with $10 or less for the others. To see whether one removes more hair more easily than another, we tried them on 25 dogs and cats. We used either the Furminator or the Shed Ender on the right side of each animal, a plain wire brush on the left. Our staffers brushed a side of each animal for a minute, then removed and weighed the fur collected by each device. To assess how easy the devices are to use, we also had staffers take each home for a week and use it on their pets at least 3 times. When it came to the amount of fur removed, no device was best in show. All removed about the same. As for ease of use, there were purrs for the Furminator. One panelist said it worked great and left her cat's fur silky. But there were growls for the Shed Ender and the wire brush. Panelists found brushing harder with the Shed Ender, which strokes in only one direction, and the densely packed spines of the wire brush were hard to clean. The Furminator's price is fairly steep, but if you want an effective, easy-to-clean device to cut down on your pet's shedding, it's worth a try. Besides, we get a kick out of its name. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
The Daily Tribune Classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one-bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCRAF.
Hey, where were you last year?
What happened to your hair?
Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
I was walking down the streets, minding my own business, taking a night stroll for some fresh air, and this loud, rancorous noise. I thought it was Saddam being kicked out of court again. But instead, it was burst of Durst.
Yeah, you came on stage.
An extended burst of Durst.
It was very funny. We plugged the show is what we did.
Yes, we did. We talked extensively about the show.
Place was packed. Cobbs was packed.
Yes, and you talk about a few people. Are you kidding me? It was wall to wall. And
holds 500. So it was a good event.
And let me tell you, there were people all the way from Polk Street. I did not know that till after I came off the stage. And I started talking to these people, and they said, oh, no, we're from Polk Street. We're part of the North Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, the guy from the Holy Grail was there. Yeah. The guy from Bobo's. Bobo Quivari's, have you been in that steakhouse?
No, but that woman that has that Mexican restaurant right there on Washington in Polk Street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Who told me, no, I'm a dentist. I just own the place.
It's funny that Mr. Mayor mentioned about the Iraqi judge yelling at Saddam Hussein. He yelled, shut up at him. And I want to know what shut up is in Farsi.
How do you say it in Farsi?
Yeah, how do you say it in Farsi?
I think we'll make the mission of this morning is to come up with the term shut up in 20 different languages.
Because there has to be a phrase for shut up in all these different languages. We were talking earlier, what is it in Spanish? You know, Tony Ryan had one thing, and I can't remember what it was.
Silencio.
No, that was Paul Wells. Paul Wells came up with silencio. You know, if you say it forcefully enough. And then the only thing I know about French is ferme la bouche. That's the only phrase I remember from French class, which is close your mouth.
All you guys are obviously multilingual. Yeah. I love the phrase that I saw this morning where somebody referred to the current crisis involving Ebola as a spinach civil war.
E. coli, not Ebola.
Oh, E. coli.
Yeah.
That would be a hybrid of Ebola and E. coli.
Oh, man. Yeah, start bleeding out through the ears because you ate some spinach. That's not good.
Ouch. Well, gentlemen, there's a lot more fallout. I mean, Fox must love this. This is the best advertising campaign they could ever dream of. As both sides continue to weigh in on the Chris Wallace-Bill Clinton interview, now Condoleezza Rice has thrown in her two cents saying, hey, we were doing plenty before 9/11, so Clinton, shut up.
Pamela LaBouche.
Well, I think this is a mistake on their part because it just keeps it out in the open and keeps the Bush administration on the defensive.
Well, it's interesting. She hasn't made any news in a long time. This was a big deal for her. No one has quoted her. No one has invited her any place.
Except for playing the piano in 60 Minutes on Sunday.
But that was filmed a long time ago. So it was not like she's current anymore. She's not like the flavor of the week or flavor of the month or any of those things. I tell you what was interesting yesterday, though, were the congressional hearings that we talked about on the air yesterday. And when they were actually held, and those retired generals each gave their rendition of what the circumstances are in Iraq, that coupled with the unreleased report, the classified report, the report that says, in effect, we have created the opportunity for terrorists far more vastly than it's ever been before.
And I love the response of the administration. Well, that's just one paragraph being blown out of proportion in a 35-page document. Well, release the document. Well, we can't do that for national security purposes. And you know what else? Trent Lott is pissed off that they were able to use that room, that meeting room, because it was in the Senate's office building. And the guy who allowed that to happen is from Mississippi, his own fellow Mississippi Republican, Thad Cochran. So I don't think they're going to let Democrats use these rooms on Capitol Hill for these hearings. Today, Lynn Woolsey has another one. She's holding another one.
On the same subject matter.
On the same subject.
Well, obviously the Democrats are orchestrating how they proceed on this matter, and they are commanding the attention of practically everybody in the world. Their editorials all over the country where it said, Mr. Bush now is saying, oh, it's the same thing we've been saying. Tony Snow is saying, same thing Bush has been saying. Well, that's not true. This report directly contradicts everything that has been said by the Bush administration. The one thing I would not like to be at the moment is one of those guys whose term was up in Iraq, and they're now telling me, hey, forget it.
Oh, man, welcome back.
Can you imagine? You've been over there for the last 2 years or so, and your term is up, and you're on your way home. And the guy turns around and says, oh, no, you can't leave. We don't have enough troops on the ground. And then Lieberman has come forward with his plan for Iraq. He says there should be more troops on our behalf put in with the Iraqi persons who are training to take over so that we can show them better how to do it. There's just not enough Americans. You will recall last week the report was the Americans didn't trust the Iraqis because the Iraqis that they were training were killing the Americans.
Yeah.
So now the three of us are now assigned to this new 50-man Iraqi unit.
And there's three of us.
One of us come up missing. Oh, he must have gone AWOL. So things are getting a little starchy. And the Democrats are obviously looking better this week. George Allen, by the way.
Oh, my God, now he's going to defend himself for saying the N-word, which puts him on the defensive.
30 years ago, when he was a quarterback with that football team.
He was a cavalier.
Oh, how about this, though? He kills a deer, cuts the deer's head off, and puts it
in a mailbox. The
of
hell?
A black family.
How do you stuff a deer head into a mailbox?
Very careful.
It's either a small deer.
They get a lot of mail in that house. It's like one of those big blue ones that used to be on every street corner.
This poor guy, can you imagine?
Obviously it wasn't a buck.
Yeah. He just can't get up in the morning without having to face somebody. And incidentally, it's not just one guy.
He's looking at Catherine Harris wondering how she runs such a well-run campaign.
It's not just one person who is now saying these things about him. There are two people. One of them is a professor.
Larry Sabato.
That's right.
We're going to try to get him on the air.
We should get him on the air. And the other guy was a football playing teammate of
his. And he's a doctor now, Ken Shelton.
Absolutely. He's a radiologist, as a matter of fact. Right. And they say, hey, we're not backing away from what we said. This is not a lie.
Well, how come he didn't come out earlier? Hey, he wasn't going around calling people macaca earlier.
Not only that, Shelton said he didn't start taking note because he never thought this guy would amount to anything. And all of a sudden, the guys began to rise up, and he became frightened that, in fact, Alan... So he went back and recalled everything that he had ever heard Alan do or say, all for the purpose of publishing it. If I'm Alan, I'd be very upset.
Well, your whole life is on review. When you're
Oh, can you believe?
30 years ago. Well, bad or good, still 30 years ago. Right?
Oh, man, that's why I don't run anymore.
Will says, I'm not running anymore.
No, not running for office anymore.
We're looking to for ways to say shut up in foreign languages.
Give
us a call at 866-960-KQKE. We're looking for every conceivable language on earth. How do you say shut up?
Yeah.
This is because the judge in the Saddam trial told Saddam to shut up.
I'm making a list, and I'm checking it twice, so call up and give us your...
Saddam claims he didn't understand him.
He doesn't speak Farsi? What's next? Oh, that great. It's crazy courtroom drama, folks. Bill Press is part of our new Quake family. He's on from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., directly preceding this morning lineup. We'll speak with him in the next couple of minutes. You can email the show. Go to the Contact Us link on the homepage at QuakeRadio.com and then click Email Will and Willie or give us a call, 866-960-KQKE. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
I have no idea what that word meant. If I had any idea that it was an insult to anybody anywhere in the world, I would not have used it. It's a made-up word.
He's going to say the same thing about him.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. It's 7:15. Danville crash got a fatal. This is 680 northbound. Pickup truck and a big rig. Now on the shoulder, it's just after El Cerro. Pretty slow in both directions past that, as that accident scene will be there for a while. South Bay troubles, 85 northbound before Union. Multi-car crash. That's all on the shoulder now. Blocking the left lane, a stall on 80 westbound right before the 680 junction, and BART is on time. You can check real-time local traffic anytime before you head out this morning. Go to QuakeRadio.com.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1671. That's 1-800-644-1671. 1-800-644-1671.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one, slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity.
All make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Now.
718, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Progressive radio hosts are more accepting than conservative hosts of dissenting points of view. Research 2000, this organization, did a survey, and they called a bunch of talk shows. They called Ed Schultz, who's on our team. They called Sean Hannity, who's on the other team. Sean Hannity was the least accessible to a dissenting point of view, and it does not surprise me at all that Ed Schultz was the most accepting in taking calls from conservatives or engaging in debate with people. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I can understand how Sean would not want to take dissenting calls. It would challenge his ability to fully understand and appreciate.
What?
So, but Ed Schultz, he's like we are. And we got criticized, by the way,
for taking
calls and having people on whose views are inconsistent with the progressive agenda, etc. We sometimes have to defend these emails that come in and say, why did you have that guy on? Why didn't you shut him off?
Because there's more than one way to solve the world's problems. That's why.
It's also what the term liberal means, accepting of many viewpoints. That's the dictionary definition. This study is interesting. It's done by a group called Research 2000. They called six people, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes,
Stephanie Miller,
who's on before us, Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Conservative host Sean Hannity was least accessible. Not a single of the 15 calls that these people made were accepted. 11 of our callers with dissenting viewpoints were told by the screener either, I will pass it on, or call our liberal hotline and then disconnect it.
Click.
The Sean Hannity liberal hotline, yeah. Also known as the circular file or the dial tone.
Well, that's because we're the good guys. We're riding the right horse.
I'm not sure we're the good guys, but we're certainly the
other guys.
Yeah, the least offensive guys.
Okay, so if you were a longtime broadcaster, if you were a former chair of the California Democratic Party, and if you were a former host of Crossfire, I would determine, based on that work history and that resume, that you'd be a pretty open-minded guy, open to different points of view, and you'd probably be fairly polite. So,
who is this commie pinko yell rat bastard you're talking about?
The communist we're referring to is Bill Press, who is on Live on the Quake from 3 to 6 a.m. He does a show live in D.C. from 6 to 9, of course, and that's why he's on early in the morning in the Bay Area. Good morning, Bill Press. You're on with Will and Willie.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm here. I'm from Washington. I'm here to help you. as they say, you know, I'm sure, like you guys, I love having conservatives call into my show so I can crush them, you know, and straighten them out. I welcome that kind
like
of dissent.
That smirking Chris Wallace.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Willie, I got to agree with what you just said. This last week, I had Bob Novak on and Pat Buchanan on two different days, you know, just beating up on them. Novak about the whole Armitage column and Pat Buchanan about his book on immigration. And all I got were ugly emails from people saying, how dare you put them on your air? They don't understand. I put them on the air so I could expose how wrong they are and beat them up, you know.
As a matter of fact, and it teaches them a lesson, too, except for Pat Buchanan. He would never go into his shell. I don't think he has a shell. Novak, you may never hear from again, though. Not only that, I'm surprised, Bill Press. Novak didn't walk out on you. That's what he normally does.
Exactly. Yeah.
When he gets upset.
And drop the BS on, yes, on the desk. Right.
Through one sheep.
The prince of darkness, as we call him.
I say he's a sleepy lizard in search of a warm rock. That's my definition.
We had Buchanan on yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And I have never, I didn't realize how bizarre people's views could be on immigration. I mean, you're talking about out there.
He really does believe that this is the end of civilization as we know it. That the world is going to end because 12 Mexicans came across the border today to pick crops in California. No. He's way out there. And but he also thinks we can round them all up and send them back.
But he also felt this way in 96 when he made that incredible speech in San Diego, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or was it Houston?
He has not changed one iota.
92 in Houston, sorry.
But, you know, he said when Will Durst says, okay, about that fence you want to build, that 2,000-mile fence you want to build, who do you think's going to build it? He says, the immigrants, of course.
And that moat he wants to fill with alligators along alongside the fence.
Bill Press is our guest, and I wake up to his dulcet tones. Between 6 and 7, but he's between 5 and 6, but he's here between the hours of 3 and 6 in the morning. Now, it's not that fantastical, because when you think of it, he's actually broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. 6 and 9, we hear in the quake.
Just which I must admit, which I must say, is also damn early.
Yes, it is.
But it's morning drive, and I love it. It's a lot of fun, and it's great fun to be on the Quake. So what did you think of the that Clinton interview? I got to tell you, you know, I know that Fox News thought they were going to ambush Bill Clinton, but he knew what was coming, I think. He was ready for that. He was loaded for bear, and he went in there, and he just crushed that little weasel, Chris Wallace.
At the end of every Bill Press show, he does something called a parting shot, where he kind of just weighs in before the show's over. So, Bill, perhaps you'd like to relate the very wise words you used in this morning's parting shot.
Here's what I got out of the Clinton interview, is not only did he lay out the facts about who did what about Osama bin Laden, and God knows, Clinton tried to get him and missed. Bush didn't even try. But more importantly, what I thought is that Clinton showed in that interview how Democrats have to fight back. You know, I mean, I find too many of these Democrats today are so nice, and, you know, the old turn the other cheek that they got from the gospel. Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is politics, not religion. You don't turn the other cheek. Clinton certainly did not. And so when they come after you and accuse you of being soft on terror, as I said this morning, I think Clinton showed the Democrats just have to hit back and punch him in the nose and then punch him in the gut and then kick him in the groin. You know?
And then jump on him with both feet.
Then I said jump on him with both feet. Yeah, I went maybe a little overboard. But my point,
hobnailed boots.
Yeah,
and then string a 2x4 with nails sticking out of the back of it.
Go for it. All right. Sorry. But, you know, I think if Democrats don't respond like that, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. And here's what gets me is I don't know of any other Democrat today other than Bill Clinton who does it or who can do it or can show that kind of fight. That's kind of scary.
It really is. That's because we have toned ourselves down.
Why?
I was talking to the mayor last night on this same subject. He's wanted to know, what did you think of the Clinton speech? Well, I knew right off that the mayor likes to be prim and proper, as is the case with most of these young people. I said, what are you talking about? He gave you a roadmap. He says, what do you mean
good
he gave me
you
a roadmap? I said, you realize, Gavin, how much more interesting you would be if you at one time would slap Aaron Peskin? Just think of what the world.
Bitch slap him.
Yeah. I said, just think of it. He was aghast. I said, Bill Clinton set the tone.
Absolutely.
So from now on, you've got to be swinging for the trees every time you get a chance, even if it's insignificant. Fire to kill. Do not fire to entertain.
Look, if John Kerry had shown half of the fire Bill Clinton did in 2004, we'd have a different guy in the White House today.
Listen, with Al Gore.
Any guy that goes windsurfing doesn't have any fire in him. Oh. Come on, give me
nobody wants to see a future president wearing spandex.
Thank you.
Trust me.
Let me tell you something. You know, if he had been on jet skis, and if he had put on...
Ruining the environment.
That's right. And if he had put on a phony tattoo, he would have...
With
a headband, yeah. He would have been perfect.
Hey, wait,
you got to play the role,
Rambo.
And if his hunting outfit didn't look, it just came off the shelf of L.L. Bean,
oh,
right?
Yeah, and yeah. Crombie and Fitch.
How about those two guys? Hey, Press,
yeah.
Did you see or have you seen the video of those two NASCAR drivers?
Oh, man. Boy, you talk about getting even. You know what I don't get about that is, why are they using their fists? They've got their damn cars. I thought their cars were their battering rams, right?
Well,
they got mad at each other. They just ran into each other.
That's next week.
Democrats should have the same attitude. Yeah. If some Republican does something to you as a Democrat,
right?
Don't bushwhack him.
Well, I don't know. That ain't bad.
No. Hit him when you have an audience.
Well, and I say this as a Christian. Do not turn the other cheek.
Absolutely.
Go get the bastard.
You can find out more about Bill's show at BillPressShow.com. He's live in the Bay Area, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Bill Press, great takes as always.
Hey,
thanks
fun.
For spending a few
fun,
with
fun, guys.
Us.
Thank you. See you
thank
later.
Thank you, Bill. I'll see you tomorrow morning in bed. 4:30 a.m.
Look forward to that.
There's Bill Press, 960 The Quake. So what will it take to revive the Angelides campaign? There's a guy in Redwood City that thinks he has the answer. We'll talk to him momentarily. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
729, this report brought to us by Mancini Sleep World. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. 680 northbound after El Cerro. Bad accident. It's a fatal two. It's over on the shoulder, but there are real long waves of brake lights in both directions around the El Cerro exit. It's slow from South Main down to Livorna anyway on 680 if you're headed southbound. South City, new crash. Two left lanes blocked of 280 southbound after Avalon. When was the last time you had a great night's sleep? You can live life and rest easy during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. They'll beat anyone's advertised price by 10% or your mattress is free. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP. Before you head out this morning, check real-time local traffic anytime at our website. Just visit quakeradio.com. News at the bottom of the hour and then more of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is discussing a rise in Taliban violence with President Bush this morning. The two are meeting at the White House. CNN's Suzanne Malveaux reports Mr. Bush says he'll do all he can to support Karzai.
President Bush has always pointed to Afghanistan as this example, this model of dictatorship to democracy, that this is really the center of his freedom agenda, so he has a lot at stake as well.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for a bombing today in Afghanistan that's killed at least 17 people. A new CNN poll by Opinion Research finds Americans are not as supportive of the war in Afghanistan as they once were. The poll finds 50% now favor the war. Many liquids and gels banned from planes after a terror scare 6 weeks ago are being allowed again today. There are some restrictions. Falling gas prices help put Americans in a brighter mood. The Conference Board reports a rise in consumer confidence this morning. This is CNN Radio. The U.S. Supreme Court will step into a dispute over labor union fees. The court says it will decide whether public employee unions must get special permission before spending some workers' dues on political causes. Saddam Hussein's genocide trial is adjourned until October 9th. Hussein was kicked out of court today for the second day in a row after arguing with the judge. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is addressing his Labor Party's annual conference today for the last time as leader.
I know I look a lot older. That's what being leader of the Labour Party does to you. Actually, looking around, some of you look a lot older. That's what having me as leader of the Labour Party does to you.
Blair announced last month he would step down as prime minister within a year. A woman in Columbus, Georgia is accused of forcing her 16-year-old daughter to drink turpentine to induce an abortion. Police say they don't know yet if there's any damage to the fetus. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your favorite shows have come together in one great place. The new CW Television Network. America's Next Top Model, Gilmore Girls, Smallville, One Tree Hill, Runaway, Everybody Hates Chris, and that's just the beginning. The new CW is launching tonight with the eye-popping two-hour season premiere of America's Next Top Model, the new CW Television Network.
Starts tonight at 8 on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear? With a high-def HD radio, these stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Zero.
You know, I like Bill Clinton, but if he can't be pleasant and polite, I don't think he's going to be the kind of first lady Hillary's going to need.
Jay Leno's take last night. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake at 735. Will Durst and Willie Brown. I'm John Scott. We put in a call to this gentleman named James. He lives in Redwood City. He just got so fed up and frustrated with what he perceives the ineptitude of the Phil Angelides for governor campaign that he wrote him a letter. He CC'd the media. Well, we got a hold of it, and we thought we'd review some of his points. We have discussed on more than one occasion on this show that Phil Angelides doesn't not only look like a shoe-in, but, yeah, he's in trouble. And we've gotten some flack for it, but we have always maintained that, well, the reasons why he's flailing is because his campaign's not run very well. And if you have some takes, we'll let you put on the campaign consultant's hat, 866-960-KQKE. Give us a call and tell us what you think Angelita should begin to do today.
Or call us and tell us how to say shut up in Portuguese.
Yes, exactly.
Or Mandarin or something.
So James Strohecker lives in Redwood City, writes this letter to the campaign team. He says, I voted for Phil in the primary, but I'm really concerned about how you're conducting his campaign. It's clear from pundits, listen to Willie Brown in the morning, for example, that you are not exploiting the opportunities that you have to take down the current administration and present Phil as the leader that we need now and down the road. So let's go over some of his bullet points, guys. He starts out with, attack the current governor's flailings and failings.
Yeah, he stole the school funds to pay for his own initiatives, and he failed self-aggrandizing special vote last year that cost California taxpayers $80 million and funds. These funds were sorely needed in schools. His repeated failures in the state prison system, well, that's everybody pretty much. Using a massive credit card bond issue, which he can't, when he campaigned, remember he campaigned in the recall, bonds and deficit spending were like using credit cards. The California state needed to stop this.
Well, his problem is that he doesn't have the financial resources right now to run ads to call him out on these specific points. That's really the bottom line, isn't it, Willie?
Well, you know, this writer, I'm looking through his laundry list, and I can understand how the Angelides campaign is probably discounting this as having been written by some enemy, because the content of it is not accurate. One example, when he references the allegation about the Bay Bridge and he wanted some other design, I got charged with that, if you remember. That was a movie done, and that was Jerry Brown and Willie Brown who got charged with that. We're the ones who allegedly held them. So the Schwarzenegger campaign would know that and would, of course, point out to the Angelides campaign if they used it. That would be the case. And then finally, of course, you're right, John, I don't think Mr. Angelides has a whole lot of money. However, there was a report just a few days ago that organized labor was prepared to spend $25 million in an independent expenditure on behalf of Mr. Angelides. Maybe this writer should send this memo to that group of independent persons who are flush with money, and under the law, they could do everything that he is suggesting that Angelides needs to do in order to get there.
Here's point two of the memo. Stop presenting Angelides as state treasurer. It makes him sound senatorial or less than governor material.
Present him as a leader. Remember that ad that he started out with? A leader, not an actor?
Yes.
That would be a good time to bring it back. But get more flattering pictures of him.
And put him back in a shirt and a tie. He's the only guy that looks better in a shirt and a tie than he does in casual clothes.
Oh, is he walking around like
with a terrible blue shirt, open collar, button down, looks like right out of Walmart. And believe me, voters don't admire that. They want you to be something a little more regal.
Same reason that they want their churches to be gorgeous.
Even though they're
poor as hell, they want to go somewhere where they know it's, as you say, magisterial. And they want their candidates to look that way.
No question. And when he showed up over the weekend, he had a great hit over the weekend, by the way, and this writer ought to take note of it, when he said that I'm going to bring the National Guard home. That's going to be my pitch. Now, that was a consultant who made that recommendation to him. Chris Lehane, who was on our show, I'm told, made that recommendation to him. I'm surprised that Arnold let him get to his left on this. But the minute the Arnold people saw that, they immediately had Arnold divest pension funds and Cal endowment funds. Yeah.
Here's point number five from James, who wrote the Angelides campaign. Yeah. Where is the proposed hydrogen/alternative fuel plan or delivery? Just a lot of pie-in-the-sky rhetoric by this current governor.
Yeah, number six is get the gubernator locked into multiple debates. Call him chicken for not participating. Number seven is gas prices. Arnie has seven Hummers.
Well, you are aware that the governor is now dumping. He's dumping his Hummers.
It doesn't matter. He had seven Hummers since 92.
And you ought to have a photograph of each one.
That's right.
And you ought to show the photograph of each one.
Different ones.
Absolutely. Provided you don't have an SUV yourself.
here's number nine. This is a 2.5-page letter that this guy has sent to the, and later on we'll read the Angelides campaign's response to him. Number nine is get Phil's glasses off or make him dress more appropriately hip. Totally opposite of what Mayor Brown has said.
No, he could dress more appropriately hip.
Just don't look like a dork.
That's right.
Well, don't. You got to look your best.
Totally. Well, I don't think that has to do with dressing.
Hey, we're here to help, remember?
Well, this letter, I don't think much of this letter, by the way. So,
neither did the Angelides campaign. This is the response. Dear James, thank you for contacting the Angelides 2006 campaign. We appreciate you sharing your suggestions with our campaign. I will be sure to share them with our campaign staff. Now, that's a lousy letter. It said campaign three times in three sentences. Phil Angelides is running for governor to make California a place of fairness and broad opportunity in the 21st century. It's a boilerplate.
It would be better if they had simply said, Dear James, drop dead.
Or shut up.
Yes.
Let's go.
And we're not saying that because we hate. We're saying that because we love.
There was a guy named Jerry Walde who held the office with me in Sacramento, and some woman wrote him and said, like John Scott, "Oh, Mr. Walde, you are a terrible representative. That fellow living in the other town next to you, Mr. Scott, is a great representative. He absolutely knows how to handle matters, what have you." The reply from Walde, "Dear Mrs. Jones, I will be happy to come help you move as soon as you get a relocation spot to Mr. Jones's district. Thank you, Jerry Walby.
Sometimes when I write it, I call him, I get an incensed email. So in order to piss him off even further, they just take me to task. You commie pico, you America hating, you Bush hate, because they get all the buzz phrases. So I write back. Thank you for your kind note regarding my writing. Please keep up with Will Durst at willdurst.com. I appreciate your support. Like it's just a blind, response that I didn't even read it.
A cookie cutter response.
Yeah, so I always send that back to it. I just imagine him going, ah!
Well, the thing that people often forget is they get very focused on, well, I'm right. My position is right. The progressive position is right. All I have to do is be correct, and I can wear a burlap bag and stand on the street corner and be right, and I should win. Because people have that mind frame. Well, why would you vote for the other guy? I'm right. As Willie can tell us time and time again, it's show business, it's entertainment, it's using the correct message in the correct way.
It's science.
Using the media. Nope. It's not about, you can be right, but you have to also be all those other things.
No question. When somebody shouts and screams at me in public, I turn to the rest of the audience and I said, well, I'm going to put him down as undecided.
Keeping it real with Willie and Willie on a Tuesday. 42 days away from the midterm elections. 6 short weeks.
Yeah, you guys will be doing some heavy-duty analysis. It's what you're best at. 7:45, later on in the show, Stephanie Miller. A couple of our hosts on the show today talking about their passions. That's all to come. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
A look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:45, this report brought to us by Dodge. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Highway 4 out of Antioch, well, it's always busy. No accidents at the moment, but it's pretty slow from Railroad to Bailey at the moment. Danville, the fatal accident about an hour and a half ago. 680 northbound after El Cerro, still on the shoulder, so the corner has to come and all those unpleasantries. And you've got big backups in both directions around El Cerro there, through Danville and up to Walnut Creek. Bay Bridge, metering lights on. Backup reaches the foot of the maze at this moment. It's the deal you've been waiting for, the Dodge 96-hour clearance event from now till October 2nd. You only have 96 hours to get the best deals of the year. Hurry, the Dodge 96-hour clearance event ends October 2nd. Check real-time local traffic anytime before you head out. Just head over to QuakeRadio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about your apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, Call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
I don't understand Falwell, why they make a big deal out of this.
No,
it was an innocuous comment. I say stuff like that all the time.
Yes.
Granted, I'm not a man of God. All right, God doesn't want anything to do with me. Unfortunately, I'm trying to work my way back into his good graces. But, you know, he says something like this, all of a sudden it's a big deal. He's calling Hillary Satan. And I go, when is this stuff going to stop?
7:50 at 9:60 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. There's the unending wisdom. Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly asking for tolerance.
After 8 o'clock, we're going to have a little cage match. We're going to pit Keith Olbermann against Bill O'Reilly in the Battle of the Dueling Soundbites. And we'll bring you that match in its entirety, ring girls and all, at 8:05 after the news at the top of the hour here on 960 The Quake. We've also been taking your submissions. The judge in the Saddam Hussein trial yesterday finally had enough, where the courtroom drama is overtaking the message of the horrible message of genocide and mass murder, and he told Saddam to shut up. So we've decided to look for various ways to say shut up. So perhaps in mixed company, you could look at your colleague across the table and go, "How you back?
How you back?"
That's Dutch. Thank you for from Carwin, who emailed us from the contact us link at quakeradio.com.
Tony Ryan gave me Cayete.
And we have silencio, Spanish. We're looking for the Farsi version of either shut up or be quiet. There's got to be...
No, it's got to be shut up. I mean, it's got to have that, you know, that snap. I mean, you can say be quiet. It just be quiet no matter how you yell be quiet. It doesn't have the same two-syllable shut up.
Al Franken tells the story of Bill O'Reilly coming unglued at an event they did where...
Yeah, it was
O'Reilly stands up and says, "Shut up."
He was at the ABA, American Booksellers Association.
So if you've got a take, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a holler at 866-960-KQKE.
Which Willie Brown is going to appear at next year.
Where is that?
American Booksellers Association Convention. It's over Memorial Day. It's in Chicago every year.
Oh, it means that I'll have my book with me?
Yeah, the ABA. Memorial Day?
I'll have a card table.
Memorial Day?
I'll have a card table.
I think you'll have more than a card table.
Stack of books?
Yeah, stack of books.
I saw an author whose book was released like on Wednesday, and it was on Markdown by Saturday. That's a frightening prospect.
My good friend Dr. Gonzo used to open up for rock acts. All the time. He opened when Huey Lewis and the News were really big. He opened up from on the road for that whole sports tour. And when he released his first album, and it was an album, it was a record album at the time. This is back early 80s. He said, "My album went wood." Instead of gold or platinum, it went wood. Oh, he's coming out for Comedy Day, which is Sunday. So... you guys got to come up.
Beautiful. Robert.
Comedy Day, you're coming out, right?
Robert on line one, good morning. Tell us to shut up.
Hey, hi.
What do you got, Robert?
Hey, Will.
Yo.
You know, you're being from Wisconsin. You should know Polish. It's Chiha.
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 Man, that sounds Indian. Chiha. That sounds
my
Native American.
My grandmother told me that 8 times.
Oh, yeah? You remember? It was burned in you?
Sorry?
It was burned into your consciousness?
That's what people told you to do regularly, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
So now we've got...
Polish.
We've got five. We've got German, Dutch, Spanish, Polish. We're looking for Farsi next, if you got it. 866-960-KQKE. Coming up in just a few minutes, Charlie Brown will join us, running against John Doolittle, and you guys doing an event at the Grand Lake Theater on behalf of Mr. Brown.
That's Wednesday.
That's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at the Grand Lake Theater, the two of us, along with the whole collection
of other people.
I would hope we would not have to spend the whole time there.
No.
The contract shouldn't call for that.
No.
If Tony Ryan books you, you might end up going early.
Yeah. Get there at 5.
No, it says we don't have to be there yet.
Get there at 4, really. No, the event starts at 5.
Let's grab line 2, Alan. This is Frank. You're on with Will and Willie, and speak some Guatemalan to us, sir.
Actually, it's Spanish, but in Guatemala we say, show.
Spell it.
S-C-H-O.
Show!
Boy, that's nice.
Thank you, Frank.
One syllable. One syllable.
All right, now we have six languages telling everyone to shut up.
Guatemalan.
Right. Very good. Show.
This will come in handy later on in the year.
Well, sure. You can use it against somebody that they won't even know what you're saying.
Show!
So the Chris Wallace, Bill Clinton fracas is still continuing. Condoleezza Rice weighed in with her comments where she said, hey, Bill Clinton, shut up, basically.
You know what? I think they're making a mistake.
Well, she did that in Ebonics.
I think they're keeping it on the front burner. And I don't know if it's a smart move on the Republicans' part. I think they should just wash it away. Trying to get to Fox News. I mean, trying to get the interview on YouTube. Fox News has taken it off. Demanded that YouTube remove it because of copyright. And they don't do this for any of their other interviews. They don't do it for O'Reilly. They don't do it. They let everything else up on YouTube.
Yeah, but they know
what
they're doing.
They only asked for the Bill Clinton, Chris Wallace interview.
There's always an agenda behind these things, and they know that if they issue that cease and desist, that
but again,
we're talking about it.
I think they're making too big of a deal out of it. I think they should just ignore it.
It's called free advertising. Huh? That's what it's called. It's 7:56 at 9:60. The Quakeart, Bill O'Reilly, Keith Olbermann cage match coming up at 8:05. But now it's time for a rant, an outrage, a burst of durst.
It's a burst of durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Want to know more? Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about your specials, events, and all their sales. All right, what does it take? Come on, people. What does it take to provoke a little outrage? It's what's going on with these oil-assessed neocons. National intelligence estimate on Iraq. Compiled by the president's own 16 top intelligence agencies, has determined the war in Iraq has increased the threat of terrorism. Increased the threat of terrorism. Did you get that? Not made it better, made it worse. Unbetter. And this isn't coming from one of the crazies like me, who have been saying from the beginning that this president is lying. He has been lying, and he will continue to lie to us like a cheating, roadbound rock star on the phone to his pregnant high school sweetheart at home. And he will lie forever and ever. Amen. But according to the Senate Intelligence Committee, they've made it worse, real worse, worse than a pallet full of monkey wrenches dropped onto a glass-encased laptop. Worse than the Giants relief staff. Just messed it up is what I'm saying. Screwed the pooch. Made the war on terror worse. Made it worser, and we're approaching worsest. Senator Dr. Indian Chief Bill Frist, when asked about the report, said he hasn't read it. He's a Senate Majority Leader. The report was finished in April. 6 months later, it's the first we've heard about it, and he hasn't read it. Fire this guy. Fire all these guys and gals. Get a new group of guys and gals. Get a group of guys and gals who can read, for crumb's sake. And yes, that includes the president. Camus the Stranger. You're right. and formica is edible. And that's your burst of durst for today.
Solid, as always.
John, you know, last night when Will performed, as he did up in North Beach for the Chamber of Commerce, I got a chance to tell the people what you really ought to do is go to the archives, because we get the chance to hear the burst every day, and it becomes a feature for us far and beyond anything we're entitled to.
Now, you can find those archives of the Burst of Durst at our website, quakeradio.com. Charlie Brown running for Congress. We'll speak to him, and a cage match with Bill O'Reilly and Keith Olbermann coming up. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A suicide bomber killed at least 17 people in southern Afghanistan today. The Taliban says it's responsible. A new poll by Opinion Research Corporation for CNN says Americans are evenly split on support for the war in Afghanistan. At its start, the war had about 90% support. That's fallen to about 50% now. At the White House, President Bush and Afghan President Hamid Karzai are meeting right now. We get a live report from CNN's Dick Giuliano in Washington.
Jim, President Bush is huddling with Afghanistan President Karzai amid rising Taliban violence and a growing narcotics trade in Afghanistan. Karzai is seeking continuing U.S. aid for his country. Today's meeting sets the stage for a three-way dinner meeting President Bush plans tomorrow with Karzai and Pakistani President Musharraf. Afghanistan's president wants Pakistan to do more to close extremist schools that are fueling terrorism. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
Saddam Hussein's genocide trial is adjourned until October 9th. He got into another shouting match with the chief judge and was tossed out of court for a second straight day. Here's the translation as it happened.
Shut up. No one is allowed to speak. The court decided to remove defendant Saddam Hussein from the courtroom.
Well, you can take small containers of gels and liquids aboard planes. Starting today, the feds are relaxing the rules imposed last month amid the scare over a plot to blow up transatlantic flights. British Prime Minister Tony Blair addressed his Labour Party's yearly conference today for the last time as its leader.
The truth is, you can't go on forever. That's why it's right that this is my last conference as leader. And of course, it's hard to let go, but it's also right to let go for the country and for you, the party.
Blair has been head of the Labour Party for the past 12 years. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5.9%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing home, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5.9%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. Even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5.9%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000.
Click on the logo below to chat online with a loan officer, or fill out an online application in seconds. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a finance lender's license. APR 6.37%. All loans subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Help a good cause and get in shape at the same time. In observance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, A Safe Place, Oakland's only shelter for battered women and their children, is sponsoring the 5th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence on Saturday, October 14, 2006, at Lake Merritt in Oakland. Join us for a fun-filled day with food, music, children's activities, and exciting raffle prizes. Sign-in begins at 7:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 8. Register online at asafeplacedbs.org or call 510-986-8600 for more information. Walk with us and show your support.
Some shoppers lust for status. Others crave convenience. Rent-to-own stores appeal to both. But the price conscious need not apply. Next week on Report to Consumers, Behind the Hype of Renting to Own. Plus, recommended auto batteries, shopping tips from our fleet of shoppers, and questions of money. All this and more next week on Report to Consumers.
Hi, I'm Kevin Klein. I'd like to tell you what the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International is all about. It's curing diabetes and its complications. The JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes raises millions of dollars to fund the finest, most advanced diabetes research the world has to offer. So bring your family, your friends. All you gotta do is walk. I'm ready. Are you?
For more information on the walk in your area, call 1-888-533-WALK.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Pete McCloskey there as well, the former congressman. From down in the south of us.
And I'm pretty sure Jerry McNerney is going to be there, the guy who's running against Pombo.
Well, the two of them ran against Pombo together.
Yeah.
One in the primary and now one in the general, and they're supporting each other. Yes. And I'm told that there have been other luminaries invited, including the new mayor of Oakland.
Oh, really?
Whether or not he's in town, yes, the mayor-elect of Oakland.
Mr. Dellums.
Ron Dellums. Who has not been seen since.
Haven't heard much from him since the election.
He won.
Well, so what? He goes on vacation?
I would. He takes office. I would kick back. I'd get my ducks in a row. When does he take office? January 1st?
January 1st. Mm-hmm. It's this unusual election. You know, you get elected in June, and then you don't take office till January.
Well, he actually, doesn't he have to run against a Republican?
No.
In November?
Oh, no. No, no, no,
no, no. That was the election.
Yes, not a partisan race.
Had the runoff for De La Fuente, where it was 50.1, 50. Right. Remember those days?
Yeah, he avoided the runoff.
Over and over, yeah. Once you get 50 plus one, you're in. As a matter of fact, I think they may still be counted.
They found a couple of ballot boxes floating near the Alameda Naval Air Station. Now, we're just making that part up.
Well, I'm not sure.
Who else is going on vacation? Congress is about done. How many days they work this year? About 75 days or something?
Boy, it's funny because in 1948, Truman ran based on the Do-Nothing Congress, right? And they were in office probably about 35, 40 more days than this Congress has been. I mean, in session. They were in session.
So you can't describe this Congress as the do-nothing Congress. You've got to go something less. You can find it. Define it as the do-little.
As in the 12th.
We don't do nothing. We just do little.
Do little. Do little. Do little. You know, no man's life, liberty, no person's life, liberty, or property is safe while Congress is in session. So you don't want them to be in session. You want them to be out of session as soon as it is humanly possible. Although, on the way out the door, there are lots of things that have not yet been done. Pat Buchanan yesterday was describing the immigration issue. Have you noticed the only thing they're talking about on immigration is they've agreed up on the fence. They put up the amount of money now, the both House and the Senate have agreed on the size and the width and breadth,
700 miles.
The length and the height of the fence that they're going to install, plus the cameras and the devices. So that's all they're going to do on immigration. On other issues.
There's another part of that bill, at least the House part of that bill. A government ID will be necessary for all federal elections starting in 2008. That will be part of the deal. Now, that's going to have to survive a court challenge. But I think I don't know if it's constitutional, but that's part of the bill that the House, that's one of the little things that they threw in there, and nobody's paid any attention to it.
Which means that if it's still in there, in this version of the bill, Democrats ought to be screaming loudly about that particular
measure. It's going to have to go through conference, right?
Well, it could or could not, you know, at this late stage of the game. Sometimes,
because they want to pass it.
They do things that are extraordinarily strange. They write stuff and they put stuff in bills that were never voted upon by anybody. If you recall, last year they had that issue. Two different versions, one in the House and one in the Senate, and they reached the desk, and they reached the president's desk, and they said, well, what are we going to do? He said, well, add what's in this one to that one and sign it. So, no, the law's got to be the same. But they did it anyway. And so my guess is, Will, unless the Democrats make it an issue, it may slip by. And if it slips by, I don't think it can stand a court challenge because, after all, the thing occurred of a similar nature in the state of
Georgia,
and the courts ruled the ID was not acceptable.
But that was based on the Georgia Constitution. I don't think that was based on the U.S. Constitution.
I don't think the U.S. Constitution was sustained your having an ID. You know, it's not like South Africa, where you got apartheid, and if I don't have an ID, I'm always amazed that now when people ask me for an ID, I don't carry IDs. I don't carry any identification.
I had to go to the Federal Reserve Building, Working Assets. My good people working for change are in that building, and they've been in that building since before 9-1-1, 9-11, as everybody calls it. So security was very lax back then, but ever since then. And I had to give the guy my driver's license. I'll show it to him, but I don't like it when they pick it up. And they take it, and they put it down. I don't want them to hang on. I'll show you. You can look at it as much as you want, but you can't have it.
Well, with the airport, I use my passport as the appropriate ID. And in Los Angeles on an occasion, I was coming back, and I had forgotten my passport. Didn't have it with me because I didn't really need it in San Francisco. And they were not going to let me on. Oh, no, we can't clear you. There was a lady standing behind me. They said, you have to have some photo ID. She says, try this. She handed them the L.A. Times. My photograph was in the L.A. Times.
Nice. It's 8:11, 9:60, The Quake, Even a Reel with Will and Willie. We promised you the main event coming up, and we see the ring girls coming through right now. It's time for the SmackDown.
Two go in, one comes out.
As Bill Press mentioned earlier in this broadcast, when the right gives us a little slap, we don't slap back, we don't turn the other cheek, we punch them in the nose, we kick them in the crotch, when they're down, then we jump on top of their head and we keep stomping until they're reduced to nothing but a gelatinous goo.
I like that.
You slap me, I'm going to kill you. That's how, well, figuratively, of course. No, literally. No, figuratively. So we have Keith Olbermann, a champion of all things good and progressive, and we have Bill O'Reilly, who's just a gas bag and fun to make fun of. But these two are now in the ring for their little face-off, and the dueling must begin now. Gentlemen.
And, of course, were it true Clinton had been distracted by the Lewinsky witch hunt, who on earth conducted the Lewinsky witch hunt? Who turned the political discourse of this nation on its head for 2 years? Who corrupted the political media? Who made it impossible for us to even bring back on the air the counterterrorism analysts like Dr. Richard Haass and James Dunigan, who had warned at this very hour on this very network in early 1998 of the cells from the Middle East who sought to attack us here? Who preempted them in order to strangle us with the trivia that was all Monica all the time? Who distracted whom?
And off the top rope, it's Olbermann with a strong, delivers the elbow. Now Bill O'Reilly back.
Clinton wouldn't have done that to ABC or NBC or CBS. Never would have done it. But with Fox, because we beat them up pretty good in the Lewinsky match. Uh-huh. All right? And, you know, the left-wingers are feeding them, Fox hates you, Fox hates you, Fox hates you.
I see.
You know, he doesn't watch, but that's what they tell him. It just all spilled out, almost like a little kid.
And leads with his left, looks like just a jab, though. Olbermann ducks and back with this.
Thus was it left for the previous president to say what so many of us have felt, what so many of us have given you a pass for in the months and even the years after the attack. You did not try. You ignored the evidence gathered by your predecessor. You ignored the evidence gathered by your own people. Then you blamed your predecessor. That would be the textbook definition, sir, of cowardice.
Oh, strong, a roundhouse, a haymaker, a haymaker. O'Reilly is stumbling, and you can tell the deft footwork of Olbermann. It's his subtlety that really lands the punch with more effectiveness. O'Reilly, last chance, round's running out, go.
Any journalist would ask Bill Clinton these questions. Anyone worth their salt, maybe not on NPR, but anybody, anyplace else, would say, look, 8 years, you had 8 years to get this bin Laden, and why didn't you do it? You know, it's a legitimate question. If you go back in history, lots of presidents have had mistresses. Our pal Warren Harding. LBJ. I mean, John Kennedy. So you have a little mistress. You know, but when you start to get into the Oval Office and Jim Lehrer and waving your finger, that gets you. And Clinton knows it. He's smart. He knows it, and every day he's got to live with that. And that's why he's angry, I think. But Chris Wallace didn't do anything. I mean, come on.
Did land a punch there. Landed a little one. Just kind of grazed the chin.
No, he totally missed the point. You had 8 years to get him. Hey! He didn't crash into a building and kill 3,000, but you've had 5 years to get him. You've had 160,000 troops at your disposal, and you put them somewhere else.
All right,
no?
Gentlemen.
Sorry.
You want to rate this fight? How do you score it?
Oh, easy. Olbermann in him.
Willie?
TKO.
Well, I think that Rocky won.
And Bill O'Reilly is as impotent as a Nevada boxing commissioner.
He clearly is in need in this fight of some Viagra or some steroids or something. Olbermann was much too much, highly overmatched. We better check the weight, the disadvantage,
and the reach. Coming up in the next couple of minutes, Charlie Brown running for Congress, taking it back 2006 tomorrow night at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. He'll join us in just a couple of minutes, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And, of course, were it true Clinton had been distracted by the Lewinsky witch hunt, who on earth conducted the Lewinsky witch hunt? Who turned the political discourse of this nation on its head for 2 years? Who corrupted the political media? Who made it impossible for us to even bring back on the air the counterterrorism analysts like Dr. Richard Haass and James Dunigan, who had warned at this very hour on this very network in early 1998 of the cells from the Middle East who sought to attack us here? Who preempted them in order to strangle us with the trivia that was all Monica all the time? Who distracted whom?
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
8:17 at 960 The Quake. This time brought to you by Chrysler and Jeep Danville. Fatal accident, now approaching a couple hours old. It's still on the shoulder because the corner is there and everything. It's a mess, and traffic is a mess in both directions of 680 right at the El Cerro exit. And it's pretty slow through Walnut Creek anyway. 680 southbound, new crash at Treat just reported a little while ago, and there's something going on right before Geary Road as well. Those are, I believe, the same off-ramp, but that's 680 southbound where that's happening. So up to 24 interchange, slow and stop. 280 southbound after Avalon, crash in South City just cleared a few minutes ago. Now on the shoulder was blocking a crash in San Lorenzo at 880 southbound right before Alvarado Boulevard. It's the deal you've been waiting for, the Chrysler Jeep 96-hour clearance event. From now through October 2nd, you only have 96 hours to get the best deals of the year. Hurry, the Chrysler Jeep 96-hour clearance event ends October 2nd. You can check real-time local traffic. Before you head out, go to QuakeRadio.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-600-1738. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them. And make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
In the Bay Area, many customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California.
Black.
Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show, the Billion Dollar Reading First Program. It is not getting good reviews. Congressman George Miller will respond to it. It's all on the Ed Schultz Show Tuesday. Join us weekdays noon to 3 on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Tomorrow night, Grand Lake Theater in Oakland, an event called Taking It Back 2006. It's a big deal. I'm looking at the schedule of what's going on and the guests that will be there. Pretty impressive night. Grand Lake Theater, a great hot spot for progressive action in the Bay Area. You're invited to go, by the way. Will and Willie will be there. And they're going to be doing a little rally for Charlie Brown. You can read more about his positions and what he's all about at charliebrownforcongress.org, where he talks about his values as a leader, his family's military history. His dad served in World War II. He served in Vietnam, and his son is currently doing his third tour in Iraq. A lot to talk about. Charlie Brown, good morning. And welcome, you're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Charlie, are you there? Charlie Brown, are you around?
Yeah, Willie, hello.
How are you?
Great.
Oh, very, very good. You're on with Will Durst, John Scott, and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake. We welcome you, and how's the campaign going?
Well, campaign's going fabulously. We got a poll showing me in a dead heat with John Doolittle, and, of course, he's bringing Bush out here for a fundraiser, which I don't think they normally do unless they think they're in trouble.
Wait a minute. You can't be serious. He isn't bringing George Bush into Northern California.
Yep, he's going to be out here October 3rd doing one of those $2,000 a plate fundraisers.
At which no photographs will be taken of the two of them together.
Where is the venue for that?
It's going to be over at the Serrano Hills Country Club.
Oh, yes. Then we should make sure that there are some members there who appropriately welcome the president.
Well, we've seen the invitation that they were actually giving the members the opportunity to attend first because it's, as you might well imagine, going to disrupt things a little bit. I don't think they're going to let any of the citizens that would like to welcome the president, if you will, anywhere close to the event. So
there
should be a lot of traffic.
Charlie, you are a military veteran, right?
Yes, sir.
How many years in which did you serve? And in which
years in the Air Force.
How many years in the Air Force?
26.
In the Air Force?
Yes.
Wow. Did you see any duty outside of the country?
Well, I spent a year in Thailand in the end of the Vietnam War. Got to fly the Miguez, or the Phnom Penh evacuation, kind of on the fringes of the Saigon evacuation, and then the Miguez boat incident. Then a variety of other things around the world, Panama, Grenada, just got to see quite a bit.
Has Mr. Doolittle has any credentials in the world of military?
Not really. About the only credential I can think of is he, you know, like a lot of politicians, did a photo op over in Iraq in February, but that didn't go so well for him.
Why do you say that?
Well, when he was over in Iraq, he had to fly from Baghdad up to Talifar. And he climbed on a C-130, but he neglected to talk to the air crew when he was going up. He apparently just considered them his drivers that day and didn't bother talking to them. So when he got off the airplane, the pilot went down to give him a message. And the message was Charlie Brown and his son hoped he had a nice flight, because my son was the co-pilot.
You got to be kidding.
Absolute truth. John Doolittle sat about 18 inches from my son for over an hour in a war zone and didn't even bother to ask him his name or where he was from.
Is your son still over there?
He's out of there at the moment. He's done three rotations. He will go back for his fourth rotation in December.
Oh, my God. We're speaking to Charlie Brown. He's running against John Doolittle for Congress here in the state of California. And he's with us here on 960 The Quake.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in person tomorrow night.
Well, we'll see you over at Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater. But tell me, is war an issue of any importance in the district in which you are seeking to oust an incumbent Republican?
Absolutely. People are waking up to the fact that the war in Iraq was not where we needed to be. We've got the National Intelligence Estimate yesterday that's reaffirming that. We have the fact that the money being spent over there could be used for a lot of things in the district, in California, or in this nation. And we continue to hear about how poorly this war was planned and managed. As we have more and more generals speaking out about it, it is very much an issue. We've got over 80,000 veterans in the district that realize this Congress is not taking care of the troops, not giving them the equipment they need, definitely don't have a plan on how to use them, and people are concerned.
There are very few places in America in which somebody or some person hasn't been lost in this particular war, with almost 3,000 people counted among the dead. In your district, are there families supporting your campaign in which they've lost a relative in the Iraqi war?
Not that I am aware of. I have a lot of families supporting me who have relatives, primarily sons, who have been wounded or have returned from Iraq, but have not been in direct contact with anyone who has lost a relative over there. That is not something that a politician of any sort should actively contact. You let them grieve. You try and make sure the VA and the agencies are taking care of them, and just kind of let time run its course there. It's tragic, the troops we are losing that should not have been put in harm's way.
We've seen photographs of Mr. Doolittle on that list with Bob Ney and with Jack Abramoff and with Tom DeLay. What's the status of the incidents surrounding the scandal that Mr. Doolittle apparently was on the edges of?
Well, as you say, he's involved there with Cunningham, DeLay, Ney. He's the last one standing out of the four that started all this, and we're just waiting to see what the federal prosecutors find. It's going to be up to a court of law. But it's interesting, when I was at the Air Force Academy, and the honor code there was, will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do. It's going to be up to the courts to decide if Mr. Doolittle has lied, cheated, or stolen, but he most certainly has tolerated. He has a close circle of friends. He still claims Abramoff as a friend. Won't give back any of the money he took from Abramoff that is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Says he did nothing wrong.
All right, Charlie Brown, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night over at the Grand Lake Theater. You're right here on 960 The Quick.
We appreciate it, Charles. Thank you very much, sir, and good luck to you.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Grand Theater.
You can find out all the information on our website at quakeradio.com. Just look at the events page, 829. Let's check Bay Area traffic on the Quake. Concord, 680 southbound between 242 and the 24 interchange is slow as can be, with a stall in the number 2 lane before Geary, and made worse by a northbound crash that's a fatal on 680 just before El Cerro. Stall in the left lane 92 westbound after 101. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. And more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. You can paste and shampoo back in your carry-on bag now. CNN's Brianna Keeler says just make sure they're in clear plastic bags and no more than 3 ounces.
Leave those big items at home. If you check the labels, you'll be able to see exactly whether something is 3 ounces or more, and these are not very large sizes that we're talking about.
Education Secretary Margaret Spelling is calling for creation of a huge database to help parents and students choose colleges. She says it should be as easy as shopping for a car online. The Conference Board says consumer confidence jumped more than expected this month. The board's Lynn Franco notes one big reason.
Gas prices were obviously a boost or a positive towards confidence.
Berlin's prestigious opera house has decided to cancel its production of a 225-year-old Mozart opera. It features a scene with severed heads of Jesus, Buddha, and Muhammad. The opera house says it worries about the risks. This is CNN Radio. British Prime Minister Tony Blair addressed his Labour Party's annual meeting for the last time as its leader. He covered a lot of domestic topics and also delivered an impassioned call to stay the course in Iraq.
If we retreat now, hand over Iraq to Al-Qaeda and sectarian death squads, we won't be safer. We will be committing a craven act of surrender that will put our future security in the deepest peril.
The Turkish Army's chief of staff is warning Islamic militants that if push comes to shove, the army will take sides to prevent religion from ruling the Turkish government. He says the military supports preserving the secular nature of the government. Trial begins today in Las Vegas for 11 Hell's Angels charged in a casino brawl 4 years ago. 3 people were killed and at least a dozen were hurt in that incident. These are the first of 42 men from several states to stand trial in the case. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-622-2170. That's 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
H-A.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to hdradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
I mean, it shouldn't have. She's doing a fine job of coordinating interagency. She's doing what, I mean, it shouldn't have. The role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the President, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. Her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. Best way to put it. She's an unsticker. She listening? Okay, well, she's doing a fine job.
Was he talking to anyone in particular?
She's an unsticker.
Sounds like he was. His eyes were pointed up at the ceiling, and he's going, more wisdom from the Commander-in-Chief. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's 836. And the President has Condoleezza Rice's back, and he has Donald Rumsfeld's back, even though some big, big brass in the Army are saying, you know what, this Iraq thing, we're all tired of it. This is not working out. There is some blowback, some pushback, some fratricide, maybe even, amongst the Republicans that this thing is coming unraveled. And the President can say all he wants. He can keep reciting those sound bites over and over and over again, but it doesn't change the reality of the situation, which he's got big trouble.
Major, major, major trouble. The leak involving, a so-called leak, involving the intelligence report, I think is devastating to the administration. For the first time, the administration does not appear to have a logical, plausible spin other than to say that the content of the report doesn't necessarily justify the alarm that's being sounded by Democrats.
Right, this is one isolated paragraph, and seen in the context of the whole report, it would be just as damaging.
But that's not good enough. The public really is fed up with the war. They're really, the public happens to be fed up with the misrepresentations that have obviously been forthcoming from the administration, and this report, which is an administration's report, actually says and justifies all of the accusations, or many of the accusations, that have been made against the administration. So it's hard and this war is going so badly. This war is really going badly. It has already cost Mr. Blair his job. And if there was an occasion where Mr. Bush's job was up for consideration by the public, with Mr. Bush holding it, I think it would cost him his job as well.
George Bush is the anti-Midas. Everything he touches turns to merd. Everything he touches.
Hey, you guys want to eavesdrop this press conference that the Afghan president, Mr. Karzai, and Mr. Bush? Let's see what they're up to.
Those who kill innocent life to achieve objectives, political objectives.
Like you?
The Afghan people know firsthand the nature of the enemy that we face in the war on terror.
Sorry.
After all, just yesterday, Taliban gunmen assassinated Safiana Zahn.
Who?
Cold-blooded kill. She got killed in cold blood. She was a leader who wanted to give young girls an education in Afghanistan. She was a person who served her government. She was a person who cared deeply about the future of the country. And Mr. President, Laura and I and the American people join you in mourning her loss. And her loss shows the nature of this enemy we face. They have no conscience. Their objective is to create fear and create enough violence so we withdraw and let them have their way. And that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable behavior.
Then why aren't you in Afghanistan?
For the free world and the civilized world to accept, Mr. President. I know that Taliban and Al-Qaeda remnants and others are trying to bring down your government. Because they know that as democratic institutions take root in your country, the terrorists will not be able to control your country or be able to use it to launch attacks on other nations. They see the threat of democratic progress. In recent months, the Taliban and other extremists have tried to regain control, mostly in the south of Afghanistan. And so we've adjusted tactics and run the offense to meet the threat and to defeat the threat. Forces from dozens of nations, including every member of NATO, are supporting the democratic government of Afghanistan. The American people are providing money to help send our troops to your country, Mr. President, and so are a lot of other nations around the world.
Okay, Alan, you can kill it.
No,
thanks. It's a White House press conference with President Bush and the Afghan president, Mr. Karzai. Okay. Yeah. So let's review. Mr. Bush says they have no conscience, they create fear, and they have unacceptable behavior. Is he describing his administration, or is he describing the bad guys?
For political reasons, yeah.
I'm just trying to get a handle on it. Did I mishear something?
It'd be interesting to see what Karzai has to say. I don't know if he went first or if he's going to go after Bush.
The president will riff for a few more minutes, and then Mr. Karzai will weigh in. Maybe on the other side we can get a couple of his comments.
I'd love to see a press conference with Mr. Bush and the president of Pakistan.
Musharraf.
Have you been reading what he has been saying? How much money he has received for turning in Taliban's and Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, but don't come here and look for Bin Laden here. If he's here, we'll get him. Well, is he there? Well, we don't know if he's here, but if he's here, we'll get him. Well, what if we come in? No, we're not letting you come and get him.
So let me get this straight. So if you don't help us, we're going to bomb you to Kingdom Come, and we'll give you a few bucks.
Not a few bucks. According to the president, he has received huge sums of money. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And it's bounty money. For every person you turn in that you say and you
was
have
an
some
Al Qaeda member, yeah.
Yes.
You got to inflate the Al Qaeda numbers.
You get paid for that.
Yeah.
Well, I would be turning all of my enemies in.
I would turn my enemies in. I'd turn my friends in, and I'd have a back door that I could get my friends out of and then turn them in again.
And just keep...
Yeah.
You split the take.
The revolving door, damn straight. The take. Yeah.
Hey, for a couple of mortgage payments, I'll turn it...
Hey, you look familiar. No, that was my brother. Hey, wait a minute. Haven't I seen you? No, those are... I'm a triplet.
No, how about this? It's your turn, Will.
Yeah.
I was in last year. It's your turn.
All right. I'll go in.
I would imagine that there are innumerable occasions when this has happened, and I would also imagine that you need to have the full story to realize it looks like we're the bad guys, like we pay off people to do stuff and we mess with other nations' governments and stuff. I think if we had the very, very big picture, some of this stuff, it's dirty. It's dirty work. Get your hands dirty a little bit, but it's, do you feel that it's necessary?
It's only dirty work if it gets discovered. It's very clever and effective work to achieve your goal.
Is it honorable?
You don't measure it that way. You really don't. You have to make the decision, I think, in this world of intricate warfare, not involving, you know, the open shooting of each other. There are things that you do. Bill Clinton's comments, I think people should have keyed on when he said, we hired some people to kill him. Well, instantly, you want to say, whoa, just a second. We're not a nation that goes around engaging in assassinations.
Well, sure
yes,
we are.
Yes, we are. We do engage in assassinations. We pay mercenaries.
See,
we
you're
pay
too pragmatic. Men. You're too pragmatic. You're not black and white enough. You're not good and evil enough. You're trying to say that we're involved in some very shady worldwide permutations that go on every day. And there, it's too dark in that shadowed area to find honor. Every once in a while, there's a little instance of honor, but there's no national honor. The only thing you can do is say that you're trying your best to keep all those plates afloat. And I'm sure that's what every American administration thinks they're doing, only they have different ways of going about it.
845 and 960 The Quake. We'll get to Walter in just a moment, who spent some years living in Afghanistan. Probably have some good takes. And perhaps President Karzai will have an agriculture update for us to say it's a record crop of opium this year. Ladies.
And if somebody asks, he'll tell them to shut up in Afghani.
It's 845, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
A look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
This report brought to us by Custom Interiors. Here's what's happening on Bay Area freeways at the moment. Mess in San Leandro, 880 southbound. Four-car crash, two lanes blocked at Llewellyn. Slow between Davis down to Fremont. With that accident, happened a little while ago. 680 northbound after El Cerro. We've been talking about this all morning. Fatal crash happened now 2.5 hours ago. The traffic is gridlocked out of Walnut Creek past that. The investigation will continue for a while. Stall in the left lane, waiting to get pushed out of the road. 92 westbound after the 101 interchange. Highway 4 on Antioch, busy, no accidents to report, just slow and slow. 880 southbound in San Jose, right before Bascom. Two-car crash, looks like one lane is blocked. Find out how you can avoid buying windows from the wrong company. Call Custom Exteriors for your free 19-point checklist. What you should know before you buy and what company you can really trust. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS. Be a smart consumer and get the real facts at 1-800-GET-WINDOWS today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-440-1558.
Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-440-1558. That's 1-800-440-1558.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh, hey, Ranger. What are you doing?
Some people left a fire burning. I was just putting it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I hate that. If you start a fire, you put it out. I'm a chipmunk, and I understand that.
You sound angry.
I am angry. People are being careless.
I know, but...
But what?
But let go of my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Did you know heat can cause illness and even be fatal to those who work in it? For prevention of heat illness, drink 1 quart of water per hour, avoid drinks that contain sugar, caffeine, or alcohol, and take rest breaks in a shady area. Recognize the symptoms of heat illness, such as dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and a lack of thirst. If you do get sick, tell your employer and seek medical attention immediately. To learn more, visit www.dir.ca.gov. Know your rights. This is a Cal OSHA worker safety message.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
There's one constant in the world. It's always changing. Good thing your library's there to help you keep up, refine your job skills, update your business, or take on new technology. Visit the San Francisco Public Library today to see how they can help you change your world at your library. A message from the Campaign for America's Libraries and the San Francisco Public Library.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
What did I do? I worked hard to try to kill him. I authorized the findings to see how to kill him. We contracted with people to kill him. I got closer to killing him than anybody's gotten since. And if I were still president, we'd have more than 20,000 troops here trying to kill him.
No one ever seen Clinton get that mad. Even Muslims are going, look, take it easy, Bill. Calm down. You can't let these things get to you.
But you know, we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only 1/7 as important as Iraq. And you ask me about terror?
I like Bill Clinton, but if he can't be pleasant and polite, I don't think he's going to be the kind of first lady Hillary's going to need.
851 960 The Quake. Good sound, guys. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. A little bit about Afghanistan, what Bill Clinton says
happened.
He's going
crazy. Bush is going crazy up there. He's talking about, he's at the White House, he's got Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, is with them. They're doing a joint press conference. And Bush is saying, well, you know, people are saying that Iraq is worse since we got in there. But we weren't in Iraq when they bombed the coal. We weren't in Iraq when they first bombed the Trade Center in 93. We weren't in Iraq. Yeah? What's your point? He's going crazy.
Kind of makes you want to throw up. Walter in San Anselmo, you spent a few years in Afghanistan, and you're here to tell us about it. Welcome to The Quake. Good morning.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Well, from the early mid-50s to latter part of 70, I spent time in Afghanistan on and off with an American engineering firm called Morrison Knutson out of Boise, Idaho. And we developed the southwest part of Afghanistan, the High Plains. We built two dams on the Ogundab and the Helmand Valley. And that's where they're growing the poppies now. That's the high desert areas. They got lots of water. But in any event...
They got lots of water because of the dams you built?
That's right.
Way to go!
Two storage dams. And getting back to the present situation, after the Mujahideen defeated the Russians, a lot of the Mujahideen, the young chaps, went into Pakistan. I'd been into Peshawar some years ago, and it's loaded with Afghanis. And the current president of Pakistan, I don't buy his story. I don't buy him one bit at all. He's just using the United States against anybody else. And what we're doing is we're feeding him billions of dollars to be docile, but in turn, he has developed the Taliban, the young Afghans, and sent them back to Afghanistan in order to control that country, but he's failed. The Taliban turned against him. Now he admits he has Taliban in his country, which he's authorized. You know, this president of Pakistan is a two-faced chap, and we've been feeding him billions of dollars and to no avail, and now he's here. And also we have Karzai here, who I have a lot of faith in, and Afghanistan can be developed in time, but it's not going to be done overnight.
All right, we appreciate your take, Walter. Thank you very much. Guys, any reaction?
Well, here's breaking news. The president has just declared in his press conference that he's going to declassify the national intelligence estimate on Iraq.
Let's listen in.
Where, you know, we kind of, there's no such thing as classification anymore, hardly. And, but anyways, y'all take a look at it. And then you'll get to see.
Ma'am.
Why don't you ask them,
I got
the two-part question.
Ma'am. Before I go to the remarks by my brother, President Musharraf, terrorism was hurting us way before Iraq or September 11.
This is Hamid Karzai.
The President mentioned some examples of it. These extremist forces were killing people in Afghanistan and around for years. Closing schools, burning mosques, killing children, uprooting vineyards with vine trees, grapes hanging on them, forcing populations to poverty and misery. They came to America on September 11, but they were attacking you before September 11 in other parts of the world. We are a witness in Afghanistan as to what they are and how they can hurt. You are a witness in New York. Do we forget people jumping off the 80th floor or 70th floor when the planes hit them? Can you imagine what it will be for a man or a woman to jump off that high? Who did that? And where are they now? And how do we fight them? How do we get rid of them, other than going after them? Should we wait for them to come and kill us again? That's why we need more action around the world, in Afghanistan and elsewhere, to get them defeated. Extremism, their allies, terrorists, and the life of them. On the remarks of my brother, President Musharraf, Afghanistan is a country that is emerging out of so many years of war and destruction and occupation by terrorism and misery that they brought to us. We lost almost two generations to the lack of education. And those who were educated before that are now older. We know our problems. We have difficulties. But Afghanistan also knows where the problem is. In extremism. In madrasas preaching hatred. Places in the name of madrasas preaching hatred. That's what we should do together to stop. The United States, as an ally, is helping both countries. And I think it is very important that we have more dedication and more intense work with sincerity, all of us, to get rid of the problems that we have around the world.
All right, there's President of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. Well, You know, his country is a mess. It's been a mess forever. We adventured in there with the Russians and with Osama bin Laden, and it's still a mess. That's going to be a mess.
That's right. We were the guys who gave Osama bin Laden the money to fight the Russians when he was part of the Mujahideen. And he was able to use that intelligence and training.
You know, we have no earthly idea what it's like to have soldiers running in our streets and our buildings burning. There's been riots and there's been unrest, but nothing like these poor people. And they go occupying military. It's terrible. You know, I feel for that guy. There's not a whole lot he can do. He's basically the president of the capital.
Not really. Kabul.
Yeah. Of Kabul. When you get out of Kabul, the country's a mess.
And he can't go outside.
He can't go anywhere.
No.
They'll kill him.
Absolutely.
There's a great book out. You guys read The Kite Runner?
Yeah. And
The Kite Runner is a book about what Kabul was like before, like, 1983. It was a normal country. It was just, you know, a normal city. There was two kids in school, and they were normal fighting. And then the Taliban came in, and then all hell breaks loose. And it's a great book of how a landscape can change.
I remember Sarajevo. The Olympics were there, a grand city. Now, yeah. Disaster. All right, we have more to chop up. We have another hour. We have Stephanie Miller coming up, too. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out, to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush has just announced he'll declassify an intelligence report that reportedly concludes the war in Iraq is worse than terrorism. CNN's Dick Uliano, reporting live from Washington, tells us he just made the announcement at a joint news conference with the Afghan president.
In his first remarks about the weekend leak of an intelligence document that reportedly says the Iraq war has created more terrorism, President Bush says the American people can judge for themselves.
I told the DNI to declassify this document. You can read it for